I am a fisherman, so were my parents. Here in Cordova, on Prince William's Town, I'm not a tree hugger, but I love the mountains. And hauling in the gillnet with the ocean all around, life was good here. You could raise a family with 100,000 tons of herring sent out every year. 1989, the tanker grounded. Nothing's ever been the same around here. Senator Stevens said, not one drop of oil would spill on Alaska's shores, and if it happened, it would be cleaned up. But our beaches were still covered, as was the ocean floor. 4 years passed, each run collapsed. It was then we knew for sure the herring weren't coming back. Exxon's promises of compensation were about as empty as a used up paper sack. It was August 20th, 1993, when we fishermen decided something must be done. We packed some groceries, we made some banners, we headed out to Valdez Narrows beneath the midnight sun. 100 vessels took to the water, pushed through a storm and to the Valdez Sea. We lined up our boats, formed a blockade, and we waited for whatever might be. Was approaching. It was a sight to see there in the twilight of the day. We saw it turning. We all cheered and cried as tanker after tanker after tanker turned away. A Coast Guard gunship from Seattle would take 3 days to get up to the Sound. We held the line till then we went back home to Cordova, to this hallowed oil ground. I am a fisherman, so were my parents. Here in Cordova, on Prince William Sound.